Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Students, in our last session, we discussed that this program will help you reinforce skills such as learning skills, making a plan for finding work, how to work with others, how to be a good worker, how to stay safe and healthy on the job, and leadership on the job. Let us listen to some people in our story.
Wonder what this boy is up to again. I'm blessed to have Furaha with me here, Silas. I've not seen anyone that works hard like her.
Hi, Mr. Otera.
Great work, Furaha. You finished washing already? And it's still early.
I try to do my best.
That's good. I'm on my way to town now. Where's that boy, Utewuka?
I haven't seen him, Mr. Otera.
Ah, you saw a list of work for the week?
No, Mr. Otera. I was rushing to finish washing.
Okay, it is like this. Monday morning, you will call the carpenters to fix the storeroom roof and doors.
Yes, Mr. Otera.
The vet did not come last week. Call him on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, you tell the guys to clear the manual.
Of course, Mr. Otera. Let me see. Monday morning, we'll get the carpenters for the storeroom. On Tuesday, I'll call the doctor for the chickens. On Wednesday, we'll contact the people to clear the manure.
Yes, you get me. Then, we supply all our customers on Thursday and go to the bank at 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon.
Yes, Mr. Otera. On Thursday, we supply our customers and go to the bank at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, exactly. I'm forgetting something. Let me see. Yes, I have a serious meeting the whole day on Friday. You'll be in charge on Friday.
I'll be in charge on Friday because you'll not be here. I understand, Mr. Otera.
Thank you very much.
Students, do you think Furaha has clearly understood the week's instruction given by Mr. Otera? Why or why not? Thank you. Furaha is repeating every instruction to confirm that she understood correctly. And when she understood, she says, "Yes, Mr. Otera," and "Okay, Mr. Otera." This is the way a good listener listens to instructions.
And Mr. Otera, the big pile of dirt in the gutter behind the new building, I plan to clean it up on Friday.
Thank you for noticing that dirt, Furaha. I forgot about it completely. I really like the way you always work well with your own ideas. You don't wait for me to tell you what to do.
I just try to do my best, Mr. Otera.
Look, I can't wait for Tewuka again. I'm on my way.
Mr. Otera told me you are a good worker, Furaha. I see it too. But why did you keep repeating things Mr. Otera was telling you?
Mr. Otera likes it when you communicate that way. I'm good at communicating politely, and repeating things helps me make sure I understood the message. That makes me a good listener.
Wow, good listener? I will learn that from you. I like the way you do everything right, Furaha.
You see, it can make work here easier when I don't wait for Mr. Otera before doing things. This firm depends on us to succeed, you know? Tewuka, Mr. Otera kept waiting for you. I thought you were supposed to go to town with him. He left already.
Are you telling me Uncle Otera didn't know I was doing something this morning? You must be joking.
Come on, Furaha is only saying Mr. Otera was waiting for you, Tewuka. That's nothing bad. I believe it's good to work hard. It's our hard work that keeps the farm going.
Wait. You're joining Furaha with this hard work business too? Don't you know that too much work can make you old soon? I'm not going anywhere today. I'm going to put this wheelbarrow down and find a place to sleep for a bit. I need some serious rest today.
Okay, let's do this, Fura. If Tebuka is not going, I think I will join Mr. Butera in town.
Youth, what are Furaha's skills? What makes her different from Tebuka? Thank you. Furaha communicates well, listens well, works hard, and can work without instructions. She believes it is important to work hard for the farm to be successful. Tebuka, on the other hand, does not value working hard as much as Furaha does. He did not check in with Mr. Butera when it was time to go to town. Students, now we will play the stand-up or sit-down game. I will name different types of values, attitudes, and skills. If you feel you need improvement in this area, you should remain sitting down. If you feel you have a good level of this skill, you should raise your hands. If you feel you're great at this skill, you should stand up. Great! Let us begin. Students, the first skill is reliable. I hope many of you are standing or have raised your hands. Next skill, honesty. Oh, it is so important to be honest. Next one, to be on time. Students, I hope many of you are standing. To be on time always can make people respect you. Next one, patience. To work along with others or to get things done, it is always useful to be patient. Next one, organized. Youth, if you're not well organized, you can improve on this skill too. Next one, speak clearly. I hope you're all standing up with your hands in the air. To speak clearly can make things easy for you all the time. Let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in class and in your own time. Share with a student next to you, a friend or a family member, a few of your own values, attitudes, and skills that you think will help you in the workplace. Choose two values or attitudes or skills you want to improve and find someone you know who can serve as a role model to help you improve on these. Seek his or her advice. Students, we have seen that Furaha has positive attitudes at work, such as working hard and listening well to instructions. Follow the next episode to see how such values and attitudes make great leadership skills. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the BRIGHT Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.